Model. Then Oimei, then Yosef, whether the God, in other words, the Yavam that's wearing the shoe, he can either be standing or he can be sitting. Bein Muta, whether he's lying down, or else Vachaletzas min Asuma, or else she makes Chalitza off Asuma, the Yavam is blind, and she's taken the shoe off him. In the Halacha, in all these cases, Chalitzas Akshera. All these cases, Taka Kosher. Now, Avo B'man al HaNifram, but let's say the shoe was ripped. Shein Chayfes Reva Regel, it's ripped so much that now it does not cover up most of his foot, or else most of his ear, or else the sandal hanifchas, or else it's a sandal that was also opened up, ripped open, sheina mekabel is reva regel, most of the regel, the foot, does not fit in there, or else of a smicha sayadayim, not a smicha made for your foot, but a type of a smicha that's made to protect your hands, or else beyond pil yishol begid, or else if the yavam is wearing socks made out of cloth, or else v'chaletis min akotin, or else the Yavim is a cotton, he's not a god, he's not a mitzvah, he's a cotton, his chalitzas a psula, all these cases the chalitzas psula. So you have a clear proof again that the antilia depends. If the antilia is made out of skin, it's a kosher chalitza. But if it's made out of beged here, like it says over here, it's like a puzzle. Shrashi, antilia shall beged, diktani seif a chalitzas a psula, osan the rabbonin, the pligi yaled Rabbi Meir. That's right. That's right. Yeah. See the riot to Rova. That there are two types of socks. A sock made out of skin is kosher lechalitza. Saita. Kavakito, that's what we say in artificial leg like. Kavakito is the churaman who does it go like. Says Rashi, the Gemara Rabbi Meir calls the court to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rashi says, the kosher le mano. That's what we say a kavakito, an artificial leg. Is kosher lechalitza that goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Tanan would learn like this: the Gemara on Shabbos, hakita, person that has an artificial leg, yoytze the kav shaloi, he's allowed to walk out with that leg. Divrei Rabbi Meir. In other words, when he wears this considered like his shoe, so since it's considered like his shoe, just like a normal person can walk out with his shoes, this person can walk out with an artificial leg. Rabbi Yosi Oyser, Yosi says no, it's also. So kitza that we had before. That the chalitza is kosher is on the course for a meir shita. But the Jesse Yolds, it's not called a manel. Therefore, you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Vaita beyond till you show begit, that we learned, if you have socks made out of clothing, it's posel a chalitza, is also in the rabbonin. Who goes according to rabbonin shita? So Rashi Diktoni says, the sauce of psulos in the rabbonin. The polygon led Rameya, the kavakita. That they argue on kavakita. Almud lehevi manel. The Rav Meir, because if it goes according to Rav Meir Shita, Kivon the Kavakita, who manul, Alma, Vianalecha, Tachash Loidayik, Liznak Vidavka, and Pilonamitevinol. Because according to Rav Meir, if it's telling me an artificial leg like is also kosher, so you see, it doesn't have to Vidavka be a shoe. So it doesn't have to be a shoe, so why isn't Antulia, why are socks no good? Elamai goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that holds that socks is no good, because they hold the kita is also no good. It has to be that could be a shoe, and not a sock. So what's the Madna Maisa? One goes according to Rameya, one goes according to the Rabbanan. By the then it says, V'choletzas min akotin, klitzas p'sula. Yomra, so chort akasha. So Abaye says, mi de sefer rabbonin, reishonami rabbonin. No, really we're going according to the rabbonin. Until you is no good, you have to have a same shoe and not a sock. Of a zoiva reisha, why is a good kava kita, how come it's good for chalitza? Then mechupa or, we're talking about this artificial leg, tak is made from skin. It's covered around with skin. So that's why it has a shame manu. That's why it's kosher lechalitza. Omalei Rava. Avol ein mechupo. But let's say this leg will not be covered up with skin. My posel, then it would not be good. We posel lechalitza. Yochi, if so. Adetoni seifa. Beyond pilya. Shall beg it. That's what it says. What's posel? A sock made out of clothing. Lechur, why do you have to go to such a far case? Socks. Lift look b'dido, make a chilek in this artificial leg. When do we say you could use it for chalitza? If the yavam has his leg, that's vital like we had before. He has his knee. It's on the bottom part of the leg that's missing. That he has this covering there. When is it kosher? Then the chupar, only where it's covered up with skin. But if it's not covered up with skin, if it doesn't have skin there, leather, it's possible. So why does it say Dafkan Apilya? Moshe says, Elo Amar Rav, but Rav says the opposite way. That Midereshe Rabbi Meir, Seifanami Rabbi Meir. No, it's mashman, this artificial leg does not have to have skin on it. As long as it's something, it's on his leg, it's good. So the Chura, if the Seifah goes to crunch Rabbi Meir, the Seifah is also Rabbi Meir. So then it's a kasha. If you don't, but Dafka have to have a shoe, even an artificial leg is good, so then why aren't socks good? So Marin says, Ha-megin v'alei megin. Enochnam, it's not a din in the shoe. It has to be made out of leather. The din is totally if it protects you or not. The socks don't protect you. Stam cloth doesn't protect your foot. Therefore, it's no good the chalitza. Mashenka, if you had this artificial leg, you put it on the bottom of your leg, that's your shoe. That's protecting your bone. Whatever you have there, that's protecting you. So therefore, that is called a mano. That's pshan remeya. So there was no theory, even according to remeya. It has to be something that protects you and not a sock. Omer Ameima, Haiman de Cholitz. Whoever, when you make chalitza, is sorach lemid chasayu lekarya. The yavam like has to put his pressure on the foot. In other words, his foot has to be on the floor. His shoe has to be pressing down on the floor. And then she has to pull the shoe off him. But he has to be putting pressure down on the floor. He has to push his foot down on the ground. Oh, Malay Rav Ashla Meimar, for Tanya, I would just learn before. Ben Oymeit, Ben Yoshev, Ben Muta, Mashmuat, no matter how the Yavim is, whether he's standing or sitting or leaning, Mashmu, if you're lying down, the chur of your foot is not touching the ground. And still it's kosher lechalitza. Still it's okay if she just pulls off his the shoe off his leg. So Moritz says, I must say, Uliyodlam the Dochis Lakari, Enachnami, even though he's sitting, even though he's leaning down, but our koponim, his foot, has to be pressing down against the karka. Enachnami, that's the way chalitza has to be. Chalitza pulling off the shoe means that the foot now is resting, the pressure is on the ground, and she's pulling it off. The Yomer Ameima said like this, Haiman Damaski Al Lichto, is the carrier. If someone like is walking, like the upper part of his foot, is like chalitz, you can't make chalitza. Drashi alichta the carrier. Sherag loy hofuch, his leg is like turned upside down, his foot is upside down. Vidaris bel yarna sharegel, and the top part of his regal, that's what's pressing down. Such a person. So in other words, v'kitza kloymar, sheina duris, he's not pressing down now on the bottom part of his foot the way it's supposed to be. So mashmut's no good. He yells like his puzzle. Hey, Simon Damaski, al lichto de carrier. Somebody is walking like the top part of his leg is facing downwards. He's loicholitz. They cannot make chalitza with him. And Amalei Rav Ashi Lameima, Ivotani, we learn smuchos or raglayim. So we learned what the smuchas, what your foot rests on, also is good. So where it says, lav the chalitz bo'iyu, isn't that he himself is making the chalitza? So mashma what, his foot is not pressing down, still is good. So where it says, loy, to yoyiv le li'achar v'cholitz, somebody else uses it and makes the chalitza, but not he himself. So Rashi says, my lav the chalitz bo'iyu, ha'gurur es raglov ve'makumim, that his foot is just dragging along, and they're turned upside down, so still it's kosher? Shemar says, no. Liacha means sharagl yeshara. It just means somebody else that's feet is yosher, is straight, they make the chalitza. And Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Lamai dekomer ameimer. After the ameimer says your feet have to be straight, and the bottom of your feet has to be resting on the ground, and if not that way, you can't make chalitza. So he said, lav bar uvo, cholitz, for lav bar kipuf, cholitz. These two people came in chalitza. Mashma, these two people had upside down, their feet were upside down, so they're possible to make chalitza. Rashi says, the perek elu megalchin, the yachosho ledaite the ravashi v'yisapach karyo, that since he made ravashi chalitza sadas, and he made her feel bad, and the inish happened to them, that their feet turned upside down. So such people that they walk on the top of their legs, and the bottom of legs are upwards, They can't make chalitza. So that's kitza, the foot has to be down on the floor, and then she pulls off the shoe off it. The Kofron, the Maskana by Sasir was that we hold like Reb Meir, that you do not have to have a real leather shoe. It's enough to have something that protects the foot. So it's good like we had before, even if it's made out of wood, also it's kosher. Just a slipper or a cloth, right, socks are no good. But if it's something hard that protects you, that's okay. It has to be that he has from the ankle, from the knees and down, that part of the leg he has. But if it's amputated already from above the knee, then it's post lechalitza. Raglayim widashin prat labali kavin. It's no good. Trasher raglayim means sholosh regolim. Tochim, the mitzvah goyel or the regal. It's prat labali kavin. Shepturim in aria, alma shoik lav regalu. That balakava means they just don't have the bottom. They don't have the bottom shoe, the bottom foot, even though they have their the foot. So you see, the shoik is not called a regal. So Moshe says, Sani hocha dechsiv me'al raglov. Here it says, Rashi mashma midover shu'al ragloi. Midlach siv achotza nola meragloi. Mashmi abachalitza kosher, even if you have something on top of your regal. Even though the regal of the ankle was amputated already, so if you have from the knee downwards, if you have a piece of portion from there, you can make a chalitza. If a shoe is tied on to that part of the foot, it's okay. For the Gemara, Yochi if so, lamalam and akubanami, if you dash in the word may al ragle from on top of this regal, so maybe even on top of the knee also. So Gemara says may al, it has to be on top of his foot, for loy may al damal, but not too high up. On top of the knee already, that's called above, that's no good. The Chiddush is, it could even be above the foot, but not higher up than the knee. Amar Papa, Shema Mina, Hai Istavira. Rashi says, that's like the bottom bone, Ad Ar Yenochis. In other words, the bone from your knee till your foot goes mamash all the way down to the floor. In other words, that's one long bone. These are Kataitach. Mistak postik, as if you want to say it's made out of two bones. Well, here's the kif. He's saying what the kif is made out of one bone. Why? Because if it was made out of two bones, so why is the top bone still kosher? The chur that's called meyal de meyal. These are the mistak postik, heavily eel meyal, vishuka meyal de meyal. So the bottom part of the bone is called on top of the foot. And the top part of that bone is called on top. So why is it kosher lechalitza? Helamai the whole. What? The whole? Yeah. Kef is one bone. Omer of Ashi, maybe there's no proof of here. Afilu teima mislak postik. Even if you want to say it's made out of two bones. Of a kol de bahadi kari kari domi. Lamais, that's one kef here. Lamais, that's one piece here. Since it looks... Yeah. You're right. Right. Since Lamais, it looks like one bone there, that's considered me'al. That's called on top of the foot. But we have at the bottom foot, what's called on top of the foot, up until the knee. Up until the knee is called on top of your foot, that's kosher lechalitza. So even though this part, the kef you're saying, is made out of two bones, it don't make a difference. It looks like it's one thing, that's called me'al. Mashen ken your knee that bends over, so on top of the knee, that looks like a double above their foot, that's possible. But for the knee downwards, it's kosher. Alright, stop here. You're holding daf kuf gimel omer aleph, by the bottom by the two dots. The Mishnah says now min harkuvo lamala. Again, what's the bottom most part that you can still make chalitza on the foot? Is min harkuvo. It has to be from the knee. From the knee downwards is still good. So from the knee downwards, if rachmonis, if you're missing from the knee downwards, and you have a shoe on that part of your bone, it's called a good chalitza. Min harkuvo lamala. But if you don't have from your knee downwards, so then you put the shoe on top, it's no good. For the more, why? Because the mano by says the regal is only called the calf, the bottom part, not the thigh. For the more, most of Rav Khan, Rav Khan is the kasha, says the posik,
who vishliso ayoytzes mibein ragleo. So about an isha that afterbirth comes out mibein ragleo. Where does the baby come out from? By her thigh. And you see the pasuk calls it mibein ragleo. So here you see a regal goes all the way up to the thigh, not only to the knee. So Rabbi says in that shver that b'shosha karat leilud, when an isha gets ready to give birth, is le'etzes akveho biakveser. The way she sits when she's giving birth is, she puts her knees, like she bends her legs, and she puts her heels near her thigh. So v'yeledes, that's where she gives birth. So if so, it's good, the shazal v'shlidiso, but at the afterbirth, the baby came out, mibein ragler, from like women between her feet, because the feet are bent up all the way up by her thigh. Toshima. Another pasuk says, Shmuel beis, lo yosa raglov, lo yosa svamov, that he did not cut his mustache, and also lo yosa raglov, Rashi says, it means to say, shlo yisa sar zokna tachton, he did not like shave off of his hair on the bottom, on the mokum erva. So kur, that's by his thigh. And still the pasuk calls it regal. So kur, you see a regal is called all the way up, mamash chiyever, to the top of the thigh, it's still called your regal. So chalitza should also be kosher even up there. So Gemara answers, lishna malya. The reason why it says lo yosa raglov, even though usually regal only means up into the knee and not higher, but there it wants to say a nice lushan, a nice manner of a speech. It doesn't want to say, like he didn't cut off the hair by his erva, so it says le'osa raglov. But really, usually raglov only means up until your knee and not higher. Toshima, poses by Yovo Shol, le'osech es raglov. Shol went, le'osech, Rashi says, ne'reglayim, he went to let out water, so it says le'osech es raglov. Mashma, the mokum where the water comes out, is still called raglov. Even all the way up by the top of your thigh, still it's called raglov. So again, the Gemara says, lishnamalya, no, really your regal ends by your knee. The reason why the Pasuk says the lohosach is raglov, it just means a nice way of speech. Toshima, Pasuk says, ach neitzech es raglov, bichadar hamakira. He was like he was letting out water in the cool room, bichadar hamakira. So again, neitzech es raglov, mashma on the top by the top of your thigh, it's still called raglov. Again, the Gemara says, lishnamalya, no, really regal only means to the top of your knee. There it talks about top of the thigh, some a nice manner of speech. Even though really it doesn't mean raglov, it means your rechov. Right, the Pasuk says, bein ragler, says of Sisera. It says by Pasuk there that she lived bein ragler. So the Moradashins, it's talking about that he had the beer, he lived with her. So you see, bein ragler, by the Mokum Erev, is called her regal still. Again, the Gemara says, lishnamalya, just a nice way of speech. But really, taka, by Eshes Yoyel, it was a bia that was on top of the regal. Right, Omer Rav Yechanan, sheva bilois bo alois rosh abois ayoyim. That day when Sisera came and lived with Eshes Yoyel, he lived with her 7 times. 7 times Eshes Yoyel let her live with him. Shenemar Pasuk says, bein raglea kora, she fell down between her legs. Nofal shocho bein raglea kora nofo, bashakora shom nofo. Shodit. That Mashuara, the final at the end, he died over there. Last time he fell down, that's when she went and killed him. In other words, she was really a tzadekis. And the reason why she let him have via with him, Rashi says, v'niskavno k'dei liyagoi. She wanted to make him very weak and tired, and then when Sisera fell asleep, she went and killed him. For the Gemara, I will call Mithanya Miaveira, the Chura, like, so Taisa explains, it wasn't the kasha how she was allowed to do it. Like, she was only Karkoilam. Anisha was just laying flat, and she, Sisera, lived with her. But the kasha Taisa learns is, Hokamithanya Miaveira, she enjoyed herself also. So how come the Pasuk talks about Shvach, that she was a big tzadekis? And Lechura, why is it called such a good thing that she did, even though she meant L'Shem Mitzvah, but Lechura, she had some enjoyment from it also? So this Gemara answers, no, she had no enjoyment from the Bia when Sisera was living with her. But somewhere Rav Yechna Mishum Rishum Ben Yechoi, called Toivosan Shal Rishoyim, even though a Rosha means to do something good to a Tzadik, you should know,